USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The murderer who opened fire Friday morning at a naval air station in Pensacola, Florida, killing three people, has been identified as an aviation student from Saudi Arabia. Now investigators are looking into whether the attack is terrorism-related. Mayor Grover Robinson has a message for the Pensacola community.
This is a resilient community. We will overcome this, but today this is certainly a tragic day, and our thoughts and prayers are with all of them. Let me say for those of you locally, if you have no business over in this part of Warrington, please do not come over here. Everything is closed down.
Wall Street is reacting favorably to a big jobs report released on Friday. The Labor Department reported 266,000 jobs were created in November. Currently, the Dow is up over 300 points in trading, and the NASDAQ and S&P are also up. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know the average rate on credit cards in the U.S. is over 17%?
And the average credit card debt is over $16,000 per household.
Hey, everyone. This is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans.
Credit cards. It's hard to live without them, but wouldn't it be great if we could?
It is possible. For over 15 years now, we have helped homeowners out of the pit of despair with revolving credit cards with a Fellowship Home Loans debt consolidation refinance.
You could save hundreds, even thousands on your monthly payments, increase your tax deductions, and lower your mortgage rate.
Plus, as a bonus, maybe you'll sleep a little easier after you cut up those cards.
Give us a call at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. And see how much you could save.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
One big act of civil disobedience made life miserable Friday morning for commuters in the nation's capital. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The coalition of activists call themselves Shut Down D.C., and they blocked several roads near the World Bank in the K Street Northwest Corridor, as well as Foggy Bottom in the White House vicinity. At one point, protesters were being physically removed from the streets by police. The group says they wanted to shut down business as usual for the financial institutions that profit off the climate crisis and immigrant detention. The same group staged similar demonstrations back in September. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The House is considering legislation to bolster voting rights in the United States. Democrats claim the bill would restore the full strength of the Voting Rights Act. Limits of the landmark civil rights legislation were imposed by the Supreme Court in 2013, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg said on Thursday the gun violence epidemic in this country hasn't been solved because politicians have viewed it as a problem plaguing Latinos and African Americans, thus not acting to solve the nationwide madness. The 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful discusses his plan to overhaul the background check system.
One of the biggest problems with existing background check systems has nothing to do with the database. It contains a lot of useful information about criminal history, but most of it can't be used actually to deny a purchase. And we're going to change that by requiring buyers to obtain a permit before they purchase a gun. Because just having a background check isn't enough. The question is, even no matter what the background check says, can you stop them from getting a gun when they're a minor, when they have a criminal record, or when they have psychiatric problems?
Death row inmate Lee Hall is dead after being executed Thursday night. Hall, who is legally blind, was sentenced to death for killing his ex-girlfriend in 1991. Reporter Will Clark recounts Hall's last words.
At 7:14, the warden asked him if he had any final words. He did ask for a drink of water, and then the final words, and what I caught was, people need to learn forgiveness and love and make this world a better place.
Hall is believed to be only the second blind person to be executed after the death penalty was reinstated in '76. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.